BASF. Remember the cassette tapes they used to make? They're a big sponsor now of the Mariners. Their recipe for the plastic-like film that encases peanuts at the ballpark and potentially all kinds of other snacks is what the M's say will help the team clear the 80% hurdle. That's 80% of their trash that currently doesn't end up in the landfill, says Operations VP Scott Jenkins. He talks about waste management like it's mid-season stats.
You know, what gets measured gets managed. And before anybody really paid attention to what was your recycling rate and before we had good benchmarking and comparisons to others, you know, we really just weren't in the game. And now we're in the game, we're keeping score, and we're driving performance.
Jenkins admits they're self-reporting, but they're going for zero waste. That would mean everything at Safeco Field would be recycled, reused, or composted. They've already got compostable cups, forks, and plates. To get to the next level, they needed something new. They won't give away that recipe for the new bags, but you can get a free sample if you arrive early at Wednesday's game against the Boston Red Sox. The team is offering free packs of peanuts to the first 10,000 fans. BASF's Kimberly Schiltz says the ballpark is a perfect place to demonstrate a technology they'd like to deploy elsewhere, too.
This is airlines, universities, other types of programs that would have zero waste initiatives going on that we also would love to support.
Of course, fans could also just bring their own peanuts in paper bags. But don't worry, there's no ban on plastics at the ballpark, just the hope to handle it responsibly. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.